You know, in my mom's day, the worst thing that could happen if you had unprotected sex was you could get pregnant. I even remember hearing a story about a friend of a friend who was in the service and came back with a case of the clap. In school, it was all about VD, venereal diseases. I have a friend who tells his teenage son about a kid he went to high school with that was scratching and itching in gym class and found out he had crabs. The teen, till this day, refuses to eat seafood. Seriously, and unfortunately, as technology has developed, so has sexually transmitted diseases. It's no longer a joke and matter that can be laughed away and turned into a funny story as a father pats his son on the back and gives his son a condom and says, "Next time, use this," as he takes him to the clinic to get a shot or a pill to clear that right up. Now, there is stuff out there that no shot or pill can do anything for. Things that not only make you sterile, they cause scars that can affect your mental as well as physical health. Let us not forget the stuff that just kills you. Now, some of the symptoms that may make you start to think and wonder if you have a STD include itching or a discharge from the vagina or in the penis for men, pain during sex, when urinating and or in the pelvic area, sore throats in people who have oral sex, pain in the anus for people who have anal sex, canker sores, their painless red sores on the genital area, anus, tongue, and or throat, a scaly rash on the palms of your hand and the soles of your feet, small blisters that turn into scabs on the genital area, swollen glands, fever, and body aches, unusual infections, unexplained fatigue, night sweats, and weight loss, or soft, flesh-colored warts around the genital areas. These are just some of quite a few symptoms that are out there. And if you have any of them, then I would suggest you go and see your medical doctor as soon as possible. You know, sometimes the things that we really don't want to talk about is the things that we need to talk about the most, like STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. I think that it's our responsibility as a dating site to make the information available to you, and, well, we're all adults. The rest is up to you. As they say, knowledge is power. Be informed and be protected.